Live the web, girl. How are you feeling right now? 1 to 10. 1, you're like, I'm still sleeping. 10, let's go.
I would say a 6.
Oh, wow. Alex, how are you this morning?
Full disclosure, I'm severely hungover, which never happens.
What did you drink last night?
A lot of freaking wine. I discovered, is it Pinot Noir is the
yes.
red?
Yes.
I discovered Pinot Noir from Sonoma is the only red wine I like, and I had like 5 glasses.
What?
Big glasses at Louis Wine Dive. Have you been there yet?
Yes, I love Louis Wine Dive. How did they not kill you?
I know. So I'm severely hungover, so I just need you to know that I need you to
No wonder
quietly.
She's so happy this morning.
I'm actually like proud of her, you know?
No, don't be. I'm never doing this again.
Liv's proud of people that can power through drinking.
You know what? It feels like now when I'm hungover, like when I drink, like I can't because like 2 days later, I'm still going to be hungover.
Hangovers build character.
Ugh.
And Liv the Web Girl has lots of character. All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. Time for Joe's Need to Know News. You know what today is? It's National Waffle Day. 80% of women in a new survey said they love them some waffles. And
oh, I do too.
69% of men say I like waffles. I mean, when you compare the two, it's not Pancake Day, but would you have a waffle or a pancake?
I love both for different reasons.
I love waffles. Those are like, that's one of my favorite food ever.
Do you have a waffle maker?
No. But I want
one. Let's bring
it
to work.
Waffle.
Let's take one. Is there a hotel that's getting rid of one right now?
Ew, I don't want that.
Oh, they clean them every day. I'm just saying you're getting rid of it. You're getting a new one.
Yeah,
I do.
Let me tell
you
something.
21 East St. Joseph Street.
Hotels say they clean stuff all the time. It doesn't mean they do. Remember that hotel we had to stay in Chicago a couple weeks ago? Because mine was filthy, disgusting. As soon as I got in there, I had to call the front desk.
Nice.
I had to call the front desk to come up and re-clean the toilet because there was yuckiness on the seat.
Sorry about that. I used your room before you did.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
You warmed it up.
Yeah, I did. This is amazing news. America's largest grocery chain will say bye-bye to plastic bags at all of their nearly 3,000 stores by 2025.
What store?
Kroger.
No!
Kroger orders about 6 billion bags each year. They will start phasing them out immediately in Seattle. Well, of course, everything's, you know, got to get rid of that in Seattle first. But why are you so upset about this?
Because here's the thing. I understand it's for the good of the earth or whatever, but every single time that a store does this, and then what they usually do is they implement some kind of like, you need to buy a $5 reusable bag or something. They're like, you only have to pay for it once, and then you keep reusing it. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you bring it back.
In an ideal world, sure. But see, the problem is you always forget, and then you have nothing to carry your groceries out of. So what do you have to do? Buy another $5 bag. And
how
then
do you
pretty
forget,
soon,
though?
You're spending $50 on $5 bags.
You know you're going to the grocery store, so make sure you bring your bags. Or after you unpack your bags, put them in your car or your vehicle. Simple.
I think they're just going to start doing paper, Alex, though. It'll be okay. They're going
to
do
paper bags
instead of plastic.
No, it's not. It's the worst thing, Liv. You don't know.
Yeah, but also I reuse plastic bags all the time, so it's not like I just throw them away. I have a cabinet just for plastic bags, and then I stuff them all in there.
Is it full right now?
Yes.
I kind of want to see a photo of this.
And so I reuse them for different things all the time, and it's harder to use a paper bag.
I'm not a hippie. Listen, I'm not. I may look like a bum or something, but I'm not a hippie. But I like that we're getting rid of some things. I don't know what I'm going to do without straws, to be honest with you. I don't want to kill the turtles.
Don't even get me started on the straw
thing. I don't know if I can handle living a straw-free world. We'll see if I can survive on that one. Continuing on here for Joe's Need to Know News, our next story, well, it involves your cell phone, so you might want to get it away from your face. Your smartphone could be covered in up to 10 times as much bacteria as your toilet seat.
That's lovely.
New research has found disturbingly high levels of bacteria, mold, and, yeast lurking on our phones. The screens, those are the worst areas. Other heavily affected areas include the back of your phone, the lock button, and the home button. Now, here's what they did. They swabbed an iPhone 6, so this is new, but I guess they couldn't get the iPhone X. What's going on here? A Samsung Galaxy 8 and a Google Pixel phone, and they tested out the levels of, it's called aerobic? Whatever. They tested bacteria.
No.
It's not, see? At least
not
I didn't
Arabic.
Say that.
Aerobotic? No. Now you have me. Now you have me shook because I can. In my head, I can say it. And now you're tripping me up. I can't say the word.
Everybody now is like, oh,
aerobatics.
Is that what it is?
What's the sentence again?
It is, well, I'll spell it for you. I'm not going to sound like a dumbass twice. A-E-R-O-B-I-C, bacteria. Everybody's yelling, you are so
right,
stupid!
That's aerobic, but not Arabic. It's so not the language.
They test the levels of the Arabic bacteria?
Yeah, don't get that confused.
Let's just say they test levels of bacteria, yeast, and mold presence on the phone. For all three of them, the screens had the highest level of bacteria. Now, a doctor said the high levels of germs on your phones can lead to, Alex, listen to this, skin problems. The bacteria can clog your pores and often result in inflammation and acne. Didn't you say that you've had a lot of acne on your face?
Yes, thank you for exposing that.
Well, I think it's good to be relatable. Maybe you got that doo-doo face.
It's not like I have severe acne. It's just like more breakouts than usual this last year.
Well, she offered some tips, so maybe this can help somebody. To combat these problems, use a headset when on the phone for a lengthy period of time and regularly wipe your smartphone with alcohol wipes and remove as much bacteria as possible before using it. Let's be honest here. When's the last time you wiped down your phone?
Never.
Yeah.
Months?
Months.
It had to have been, and it's probably because I spilled something on it. So something to be aware of for that. This is the funniest thing. Did you see this viral photo going online of this kid going for his school photos? He's like in seventh grade.
Yes.
And his mom, he's like, Mom, I don't think I can buy this. They went and picked out a green shirt. Well, what do they do for the photos? You have a green screen.
Oh, my God.
So this kid, and check out these photos, Alex and Liv, some of them right there. He's floating in the back of, like, the U.S. flag right there. There's his head.
So great.
Hovering around. He's sitting, looks like his head's stuck
I
in a fence post.
That.
It's so awesome. You can see all these photos. It's just something, like, I think, it's actually probably better than what the original would have turned out to be online at RadioNowIndy.com. And our final story today for Joe's Need to Know News. What do you think about this guy getting fired? A security guard named Doug, who went by online Paul Flart, is farting in his videos he made at work. He was kind of like a mall cop, so instead of Paul Blart.
Right,
they
gave him the nickname Flart.
Paul Flart.
Funny.
Well, he was fired after his videos, which were
they
were saying were gross, went
I
viral.
I knew that was going to happen to him. I knew it.
Doug, this guy must have been busy. He posted 75 farting videos over the past 6 months.
Oh my God.
Yeah, here's a little clip, and trust me, I got more than just farts, but here's him actually recording himself a little bit. First of all, those are beefy. Okay, listen, I'm into farts, and that's a lot for me. I just want to know what
that's
he was...
That's a lot for me, and I'm into farts.
What was he
Put
eating?
Put that on your dating profile.
Well, I'm married.
I know, I'm just
okay,
kidding.
Okay, no. All right, and here's the thing, too. Be careful. Everybody's recording stuff, not just Armorosa. Here he is as he's getting fired. He was recording it, and this is his boss explaining it.
So we're going live, about to get fired from my job, probably. Let's find out.
What if he farted right in front of his boss?
Hey, what's going on?
Listen, we need to talk, man.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of pissed off people here.
Okay. Well, so you're firing me anyway, right?
Yes, I am. You do realize that you're on a client's property.
Yeah.
Wearing our uniform.
100%. I'm not going to argue the facts of all you getting, you know.
That's what thing. Now, again, it's come to our attention that you've recorded yourself in our uniform.
Pause it.
On the client.
Can I just tell you how juicy this is? I love, it's like eavesdropping, but 10 times better. I just love this. I'm on
people?
The edge of my seat. Just listening in on this conversation.
I'm
so
cringing.
Good.
Listen to the
it.
Boss when he points out how many times like that he's been recording himself.
Client's property. Here's your write-up.
Okay.
You can read it. I think 75 times would account as
3 second videos, though?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
75 times using something that you knew that you shouldn't be using.
Okay.
He's trying to like, wait. They were only 3 seconds at a time. He's like, yeah, but you did it 75 times.
That's it?
Yep.
We're all done here?
Yep.
That's it. We lost the job, guys.
Wow.
I bet he'll get a nice position at a nice mall somewhere where they appreciate people that work hard.